KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I have a friend who has an MBA from a very prestigious business school, but when confronted with things like a balance sheet, a profit and loss statement, or the basics of a stock offering, his eyes glaze over. My MBA, he says, just didn't take, which is probably why he's in journalism, though the best and most lucrative place for a person to go who has an MBA that just didn't take is the entertainment industry, which is filled with folks who, on paper, should know a lot about business, but when it comes right down to it, are less an MBA, Master of Business Administration, and more an MWT, Master of Wishful Thinking. Now, it wasn't always like this. The first studio chief I ever met was a classic of the genre. He smoked cigars, he barked at his secretary, he gave pretty much the same note on every project. "Where's the pretty girl?" he'd ask. "You need a pretty girl. This is TV. You know that, right?" Now, this is the same guy who once expressed reservations about a half-hour pilot script by saying, reportedly, "I guess I'm alone here, but I think comedy should be funny." Which stung, apparently, but the writers went back to the drawing board and turned the script into something very funny and, as it unfolded, extremely successful. "Don't make this a home movie," he once said to a writer. Okay, I was the writer, and he was right. If given half the chance, your typical writer would love to spend millions of dollars making a little show about a small moment in his or her life. In other words, the world's most expensive home movie. The executive's job is, essentially, to put a stop to that, to demand a pretty girl and a lot of laughs. These days, though, you get a lot of story notes and character notes and thoughts about tone and vision and the kinds of things that the writer is supposed to be fighting for and the executives are supposed to be fighting against. The writer is supposed to be fighting against the crass suits who just want a pretty girl and a funny act break. And the suits are supposed to be fighting against the dreamy and out-of-touch writer who wants to spend a lot of money on something subtle and slow and not very funny. Every note session, a writer friend of mine told me last week, begins with these words. "It's really funny, but do you have any idea how weird it is to hear that from an executive? I just don't think you need that joke at the end of the scene," they told me. "We could just go out on a character moment." Now, see, that's what an MWT might think, but it's not at all what an MBA would say. But MBAs in the entertainment industry no longer want to be the cigar-chomping speaker of brass tacks. They all want to be creative and thoughtful and part of the artistic process, which means that everybody has had to switch roles. The writers are looking for funny jokes and attractive people, and the executives are looking for moments and character arcs, which is probably why television these days is either very, very good or very, very bad. Because when people are confused about what they're supposed to be doing, some very good stuff can slip through the cracks and somehow get on the air. And that's it for this week. Next week, we lose faith. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.